This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And welcome into the second hour of the show. Glad to have you with us. Coming up shortly, we'll be talking to Mike Gallo, getting a fishing report from him. Also, Brendan Bayard with a paddler's report. Ryan Lambert from DTR down the river. And we'll also talk to Maddie McKee, a Lady Tiger softball player. They got a great start. And she was the star of this week's Tigers in the Wild episode, airing on Bayou Wild TV. And we'll get her to tell you her story of her Cat Island getaway that was shared with LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry. But right now it's time to talk about Troops and Tus, the 2025 festivities. It's coming up next weekend, and the guy that knows more about it than anybody else, Derek Poore, joins us now. Derek, good morning. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for what you do with this wonderful event. Tell us about it.
Good morning, sir. Yes, so it's a three-day hog tournament, roughly 60 hours of hunting. Each team takes a veteran out for those days. They kill as many hogs as they can. They bring them to us gutted. We weigh them, we skin them, and we donate them to non-government-funded food kitchens and to Hunters for the Hungry.
And there's also some festivities that go on at the Dalcrum Shrimp Festival grounds where the weigh-in's going to be held, correct?
Yeah, yes, sir. So the weigh-in will be held at 319 East Main Street in Dalcrum at the Shrimp Festival grounds. We have festivities both the 22nd and the 23rd, as well as food being served, bounce houses for the kids, vendors set up, a lot of veteran information out there, a lot of different associations that help veterans in different ways are going to be out there. So we ask for everybody that's coming in on Saturday and Sunday, it's one canned good and one dry good per person. Or child at the gate. We then turn around and take that, take those goods and donate them to the kitchens as well.
I'll tell you what, that's a very low price of admission. And there's some good entertainment coming up too.
Yes, sir. Swampland Revival is closing us out on Sunday. We have Prentice James and the Bad Boys on Saturday, and we're looking for a good time out there.
Very good. If a team wants to participate, the hunting actually starts at noon on February 20th, and you can go till midnight on the 23rd. Tell them how to get in touch with you if they want to sign up a team or get more information about how they can get their team in it.
Yes, sir. Today is the captain's meeting here in Abbeville, Louisiana at the VFW. We'll be here all day long. From doors open up at 10. We'll probably end around 3. But if they have any questions or somebody needs to get a hold of me and wants to make a team, my number is 337-353-0047. Or they can contact us through the website, www.troopsandtus.com.
Troopsandtus.com. I've got the phone number here in case someone didn't get it and needs to get it. I'll pass it along to them. If you would, Derek, tell us, what did it take to win last year's tournament?
Last year's tournament, we had our biggest boar was 242 pounds gutted.
Woo! That is a big dude. And what was the total weight as far as the stringer?
I believe our three-man stringer was around 600 and something pounds last year. It was a very good year last year.
Good spectator event and a good participation event. Derek, you do a great job on it. Thank you for putting this in, and hope everybody get out and help those vets and also help us try to control this feral hog epidemic we got going on in Louisiana. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There he goes, Derek Poore. And if you want to participate, check him out, Troops and Tusk, TUSKS.com. All right, coming back after this, well, we're going to be talking to Maddie McKee, LSU softballer. Boy, what a great start they off to. And she had a great time on a Cat Island getaway at the Tarpon Tales Lodge with Gavin Guidry, LSU baseball pitcher. Also, Captain Jeremy McHugh will tell you all about what you'll see. Or you can watch it for yourself at BayouWildTV.com. Find a station near you, or you can watch it on our YouTube page. We're back with Captain Mike Gallo. Get his Born on the Bayou report next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our Born on the Bayou report is a presentation of Sea-Tone. Now, if you weren't tuned in last week, we talked to Captain Chris, who is the Sea-Tone owner for many of our area listening areas, and he was telling us about some of the rescue stories that those guys do and also some tips to keep you from being rescued. One thing we did not get into, and I wish we had, was what the cost is to you if you don't have a membership. And it can run into the thousands of dollars. But if you have a $249 per year membership, you get unlimited fuel drops, jump starts, tows, whatever it takes to get you back in as often as you like. Not that you want to do it a lot, but it won't cost you a penny extra, and it can be very expensive. If you want to get signed up, call Captain Chris. You're going to find him at 504-301-4545 or go to their website at seato.com. Captain Mike joins us, and he don't leave home without Seato, that's for sure. What else do you not leave home without, Mike?
Well, I have a lot of things I need to take with me to make sure I have a safe and also a productive trip when I'm out on the water. So I take quite a few things with me. If I'm lucky, I get to take people like yourself fishing.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that you do that, and this would not apply to all captains, but the area you fish dictates that you have a safe backup route, or maybe a backup route A, B, and C, because depending on conditions, and sometimes at the way you got there, you can't come back. But you've got it all planned out, and I don't think there's any situation where you would not be able to get back safely.
Well, I know what you're talking about, fishing the Biloxi Marsh and crossing Lake Bourne. And there's been quite a few times we've gotten over there and the forecast wasn't accurate or the weather got to us sooner than we expected. And the lake just gets too rough to safely navigate. And look, sometimes you got to take the long way home because that's the safe way. And obviously, if that's the safe way, you want to take the safe route so that you ensure you get back and everyone's safe in the process.
Mike, it's apparently from the best reports we've got, fish kills in your area have not been extensive. How did you guys do in the past couple of days and end of last week with this little warm-up? Did it present any bumps in the fishing activity?
I did not see any dead fish from the freeze. I got one opportunity to fish last week. I actually fished on Super Bowl Sunday. I was feeling nostalgic, you know. Captain Kenny Krieger went out on Super Bowl Sunday and caught a 12-pounder. I had a small window of opportunity. The weather was perfect, and I thought, if it could happen to him, maybe it could happen to me. Well, yeah. Now I know the answer to that. It did not happen to me. I caught
well, the Super Bowl was at a different time of the year when he caught his than when you went fishing. Super Bowl used to be
That's
a lot
true.
Earlier. I think he caught his on right around the end of January, maybe, or even mid-January when Super Bowl was.
Yeah, that was January. I don't know the date, but it was January of 1999. And I was just hoping, you know, maybe I could catch a 12-pounder. That's not something a lot of people can say. They've caught a 12-pound speckled trout. Mm-mm. You know, very few. Well, one that used to be able to say that in Louisiana, you know, so not many of those at all. I took a chance and went out. I did catch some beautiful trout. I caught 8 speckled trout. I had one freshwater catfish. I fished all matrix plastics on a drop shot. I was heading back about 3 o'clock, and I was thinking to myself, that's not too bad for February. All my fish were good size. They were all 15 inches and above. And when I get back to the dock and get ready to clean them, I realized that I had my limit of oversized fish. You know, that's not something we're used to thinking about. You know, we're accustomed to catching one bull red, which has changed. But now we can keep two, and I wonder if we're going to start calling them bull trout. But anyway, I had two over 20, and I thought, oh, I did limit out. Not too bad.
That's right. Yeah, it depends on what the regulations are as far as whether you limit out or not, and it's changing constantly. Well, what do you think's going to happen? We got a big switch coming around tomorrow. We got south winds right now, and we'll switch around to northwest, and a little rainy weather coming in. It's typical February type stuff.
It is typical February type stuff. Fortunately, our water temperatures have warmed up quite a bit. When I was out last Sunday, water temperature was 63. And having that water warm is going to scatter the fish out quite a bit, having this cold front coming. Now, they didn't scatter far from deep water. I was in Lake Pontchartrain, so I was in relatively deep water. But if you're in the marsh or one of your favorite spots, they're going to be relatively close to some deep water, deep being 10 feet or over. And that's a good thing for this time of year and this next freeze that is predicted to come this way. Those fish will just head down into that deeper water when the water temperatures start to get really cold again. And hopefully we'll once again escape having a fish kill. And on the backside of that, the water is going to slowly start to warm up, and it'll be the same pattern. Those fish will slowly start to feed again.
Very good. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to plan even long range, I know you got people that book trips this time of year for way in the summer and even into the fall. Tell them how to get you to check out your schedule so to make sure they get a trip booked on, get it down, put in before they lose their dates.
Yes, we are booking trips. My appointment books are open. I have a team of captains that work with me, and we try to accommodate everybody that we can, large groups, small groups, it doesn't matter. We like fishing, and we like taking people fishing. But the best way to reach me would be DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, which is AAofLA.com. Social media, we're on Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the telephone number is 985-781-7811.
Mike, something I want you to think about for next week. I didn't want to hit you with this, blindside you at the spur of the moment, give you some time to think about. But I want you to think about a customer or two that began fishing with you that just really was bad. I mean bad. And then they have become maybe the most improved angler you've ever seen over the years of fishing with you. If you can think of a couple of those instances, I'd like to hear those stories next week.
Oh, that already brings people to mind. So
I'm sure it does.
That's something we can certainly talk about. Yes, sir.
We'll do it. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All righty, Don. You have a great weekend yourself, and we'll see you next week.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. Coming up next, we got a lot of people like to paddle around and catch their fish. Well, now they're putting electric motors on the kayak, so they're back into motoring, and that's been a big discussion going on. But Brendan Bayard's going to join us, the winner of the Minimalist Challenge. Most recently, he's going to tell you about some upcoming tournaments that are put on by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. He is next, and you'll hear him here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
And our Paddler's Report is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters. You'll find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, and they have some fly fishing 101 courses that are offered. They got one starting today, and I don't know if it's full or if they've got a last-minute opening, and due to the weather, if you think you might want to take that in. It's a 3 or 4 hour class, and it starts with the fundamentals and goes through all of the steps of casting instruction. It also includes getting your first fly fishing rig. That's the rod, the reel, the line, the leader. It's a $250 value, and they've also got some super Tackle Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, check out all the conventional tackle and fly fishing equipment you could ever need. It's at No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, we talked about you last week, but let me congratulate you and your son in person for taking first and third place in the Minimalist Challenge. It was a tough tournament, but you guys emerged victorious. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir. It was a fun tournament. It was tough. It was, we were all fishing amidst, basically a fish kill all around us. All the banks were filled with fish. And, once you saw that, you're like, I better go to where there's some deep water and just really stay there. No matter how slow the bite is, I'm not going to go anywhere there's shallow water. And so basically that's what I did, and just kind of hung out in that Bayou Lafourche corridor and didn't go really far from it.
I guess there were some people probably tempted to grab some of those dead fish and put them in there.
Yeah, it was that bad. But you know, those fish were floating everywhere. It was pretty stinky outside. It was something you don't see, luckily, that often. But I remember a few freezes, and you know, it's this one seems pretty bad. But hopefully, when spring comes around and fish start spreading back out in earnest, and we get some fish coming in from the Gulf, it'll get a little bit better.
Very good. Well, I got a couple of events coming up in March. Tell us about the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club events on the 22nd and again on the 29th.
Yeah, we have the Trout Challenge. It's coming up. It's going to be in St. Bernard Parish and the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, so you're able to go either of those places. We had one tournament, I guess a couple of years ago, where we had the Lake Pontchartrain Basin, and the size of the trout were just absolutely phenomenal. So if the weather holds right and you're able to get out there, it should be a good place to go. You know, we probably don't have as much fish kills in those kind of areas, so that probably is a better, healthier place than some of these shallower zones. But the east side of the lake didn't, you know, or the east side of the river didn't do as bad as the west side. So we're looking forward to that event coming up on the 22nd, and then Boats on the Bayou over there in Metairie. That's going to be on the 29th. So that's always a fun event that the club participates in and has a lot of people out there for.
How's the Trout Challenge work? What is the limit? What are the boundaries? And where's the weigh-in station?
That is going to be a CPR tournament on Tourney X. So you'll just register on that. And I don't know. I haven't looked to see it where the weigh-in is exactly yet, but I know that that's going to be just mainly done on the app, and you're going to use that your ruler, your approved measuring device with the club, and take pictures of those photos, and you know, put your five trout up on there, use your measuring device and your marker, take pictures, and then the best person with the best length is going to win that event. It's pretty fun.
And the website to register?
bckfc.org. And then I'll show you the links.
Very good. Now, March 29th, Boats on the Bayou, that's part of the City Park Big Bass, the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the nation.
Yep. You're going to be all over Bayou St. John and, you know, fishing all over there for some bass and who knows what. So bring your depth finder and hit those banks. And, you know, I'm always pretty surprised. They have some pretty big bass up in there. So and it's, you know, really close to a bunch of people, so it shouldn't be a far drive for many.
Very good. Brendan, thanks for the report, as always. We appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, hopefully we get some lighter winds next weekend. These winds today are a little bit too much for me, but good luck to anybody who's going out there today.
Very good. Thanks again, Brendan. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Brendan Bayard, one of our two field reporters. Great guy, and boy, he's really good on those tournaments. All right, when we come back after this, it's Bad Boys of the Outdoor time. Got a story, this time the case of the greedy deer slayer. His story is next, right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, checking our text messages, we got this one says, Mr. Don, if your next week's duck experts are federal employees, you might have to go to Plan B, talking turkey. Well, they're actually both retired, and I have not heard any threats to reduce employees at the Department of Natural Resources, which would be U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or any other federal agency that takes care of wildlife management. But who knows? It could be coming down the pike. All right, we have this one from David Hubble over in Alabama. It's not too cold, not too hot. As far as checking the long-range forecast for next Saturday in Baton Rouge, he thinks the temperatures are going to be perfect for a boucherie is where he will be, and he'll be doing a live report from the boucherie for us. If you're not familiar with it, we have been there with Bayou Wild TV and documented. It's a great event. They actually do everything from slaughtering a hog at the beginning of the morning very early. Then they do the gutting, the butchering, and demonstrate how every part of the hog is used. And it's an old Louisiana and very early, early American and European tradition of having a boucherie. And in addition to the hog, there's raccoon and rooster fricassee, beaver tail, all kinds of different exotic dishes and cultural dishes and activities that take place. It's kind of taking a step back in time, and they give some seminars and talks. It's a wonderful event. It's held at the John Foltz, Chef John Foltz's White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And if you want to check it out, it is open to the public. And just check out Boucheret or go to johnjfoltz.com, and I'm sure you can find more information on it there. All right, we're going to take a 10-second pause, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the Case of the Greedy Deer Slayer. It's a feature we do each and every week right here on the Outdoor Show called Bad Boys of the Outdoors. And this guy is next right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, just a couple of weeks back, January 26th, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents responded to a complaint. It was one of those citizens' tips about a subject killing over his 6-deer season limit. During their investigation, the agents identified one Frank Kirby as the subject that piled up 10 white-tailed deer. Kirby fessed up to agents that he took 10 deer during the 2024-25 season in Union and Ouachita parishes, with 7 of those deer being antlered and the other 3 being antlerless. He also admitted to taking 3 of the antlered deer silently but deadly at night using a crossbow. For taking deer during illegal hours, taking over the season limit of deer, and taking over the season limit of antlerless deer, looking at a possible 120 days in jail, criminal fines of $1,950, and a civil restitution penalty of another $8,123 to replace the value of the game illegally taken and owned by the people of the state of Louisiana is 58-year-old Frank Kirby of Sterlington, Louisiana in Ouachita Parish, our bad boy of the outdoors. Ah, they never end. The hits keep on coming. Yeah, I mean, you know, 10, come on, 10 deer, hunt them at night with a crossbow. That's not a sportsman. Ah, that's a criminal, and he deserves the max. Hope the judge really socks it to him. All right, we got some more text messages coming in. Let's see. This one says, do you ever create small game reports for coon, squirrel, chucks, rabbit, possum, etc.? Lots of folks hunt those on a regular basis. Yeah, we do, and I know there's a lot of people in it. We just got a lot to cover. In this area, we do so many different things, and when it gets to be the time, in fact, right now, small game hunting for squirrel and rabbit particularly is as popular as it ever is because of the vegetation being down and the temperatures being cool. To get out there in the wood, you're not putting up with the bugs and stuff. All right, someone wanted to know, they missed the date and the time for the feature on duck hunting discussion next week. It's going to be next Saturday. We're going to start at 5:20, and we will go to 6 a.m., a full 40-minute discussion on the condition of the waterfowl in the state of, in not just the state of Louisiana, but all across the country and really the whole continent of North America. David Rave and Paul Jakobsak, a couple of retired biologists, will be joining us for that discussion, and hope you will too and participate in it. All right, we got Joe in Biloxi here. Yeah, well, look for me, Joe. I'll be at the boat show. Hope to see you over there. Here we got Fishing Freak 504. It's way too windy to fish offshore. They're headed down to the camp for a work weekend in Venice. Got to fix the road and the driveway. Well, at least you got it planned out, and you're probably picking a good time to do it. And this one says, I wonder if they're going to have any barbecued Hoover hog over in Alabama. Hoover hog. What was the Hoover hog? Was that the possum or the armadillo? I think it was the armadillo. Maybe somebody can clear that up. But people always know. Text us, 504-260-1870. All right, still to go. We got Captain Ryan Lambert. He's coming up next. He'll give us a fishing report from down in Plaquemines Parish. And we're also going to hear from Maddie McKee. Maddie is the star of this week's Tigers in the Wild episode. You can see it on Bayou Wild TV. It was a Cat Island, Mississippi getaway at the Tarpon Tales Lodge. Combination cast and blast with pitcher LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry. And, of course, Tarpon Tales is Captain Jeremy McHugh, who is now, by the way, I'm proud to tell you, an IGFA-endorsed captain. We're back with those stories and reports right after we pause 3 minutes on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Oh, where is the plastic man? I'll find out in a second, but I did get this update in from Brendan Bayard. We were asking about the Trout Challenge, the award ceremony, and the weigh-in. It will be at No Wake Outfitters at 5 o'clock on March 22nd. That is the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's Catch, Photo, and Release Trout Challenge that's coming up. The official weigh-in will be at No Wake Outfitters, 5 o'clock, March 22nd, and we'll tell you more as we get closer to it. All right, back to Ryan Lambert. Where, oh, where is he? I think he's down in Mexico where they have no le jase, no problems, no worries, and no jases. What's going on in Mexico, man?
Shooting pintails, buddy. Shooting pintails.
Oh, you're killing me. You just don't give it up, do you? Come on, man.
No, this is the last hunt. This is the last hunt I'm going on all day today. I'm shooting pintails right now, and I'm alleviating redheads. And the rest of the group is shooting. I got Ed Sexton with me from Baton Rouge, and everybody else is shooting quail this morning. Oh, we got tons of quail. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know Ed knew how to shoot a shotgun. I thought he just was familiar with fishing poles. He can shoot? What kind of shot is Ed?
I didn't say he could. I said he's with me.
I understand.
Anything for extra limit.
I understand. You bring him along, so yeah, and let him think he's hitting him, and somebody else is actually doing the deed.
Take that right there, buddy. Take that one. Take him now. Take him. Take him again.
Take him again. I tell you, this might be the only radio. This might be the only radio show where we have live shooting of ducks in Mexico. I don't know of any other that would have something like that.
Well, he came down. He went down on the other side. Yeah, you see, we can shoot lead here, and when you hit them, they fly. You can watch them go down. They can go down.
Yeah, boy, the old days of lead, huh?
Oh, you forget. Everybody says, "Oh, business looks so good and function is so good." That's because they can't remember lead.
That's right.
Lead is bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad y'all having fun down there. Any fishing going on down there?
Actually, I would like. They got big trout down here in Laguna Madre. And I like to go fishing. Sometimes we'll go and bring the group. We'll duck hunt in the morning, then we'll go out to the beach. There's a cut that goes through, and the water is blue there. And you can go, and we set up the camp. And the cooks come out. We fish all during the middle of the day, take a little siesta. Then we'll go back duck hunting in the evening. Oh, what a great day that is. The redfish and trout, they got snook. Got mangroves early. Here comes four on that right side, buddy. Coming in hard. Mm-hmm. Look like redhead. The redheads, they just buzzed them. There's a lot of teal, there's a ton of blue wings still down here, which is so unusual. Same at home. Blue wings ought to be Honduras and Nicaragua. They shouldn't be up here right now, but there's a ton of blue wings here. So it's a strange year for ducks. It really is.
Has there been any talk of a revolt or down there about the taking of the Gulf of America being renamed?
No. No, they don't care about that. The people don't care about that. And actually, you know, being there's 10,000 troops on the border, I mean, there's military everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and as quiet as it can be. I mean, the Trump effect is everywhere. It's crazy. But things are changing.
Yeah. Well, you having too much fun down there to keep up with the fishing back home where the boys are fishing out the lot?
Oh, no, they're catching lots of redfish, some trout, you know, this trout on the east side hasn't been good, but on the west side we're catching a few trout still. We know they had that big fish kill, but lots of redfish on the west side died. But the east side, no, we got plenty of redfish, plenty of bulls. They're doing real well.
Very good.
We canceled a couple of days because of the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be some pretty rough weather. What's the weather like down there in Mexico right now?
Well, the last 2 days it was really cold and really windy. Now, today we've got 40-mile-an-hour winds out the south, and it's going to get to about 88 degrees. So yesterday I was cold the last 2 days, and today I don't have my jacket on. So
yeah,
it changes just a lot like Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of water here this year, too. Tons of water, so the ducks are really dispersed this year. So it's a little more difficult for ducks this year, but we're still killing.
Now, you still have a tide situation there like you do at home where ducks move on the tides, or is that not an issue? It's not an issue.
No, the Laguna has got very, very little tide movement. You know, it's kind of, you know, just like in Texas, there's just not a lot of tide movement there. But it's mostly blocked in and a couple of little outlets, not enough to move all this water.
Yeah.
So it's good. But it's rare salinity, too. They eat their grass and then they come to these freshwater ponds like I'm hunting right now to get some water and purge that grass, you know.
Yep. Very good. Well, Tom, give them that phone number, Ryan. They can call you wherever you are if they want to get info.
That's right. It's 504-559-5111. Or they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com and check it out, because the girls are booking them trips for this year. It's going to be a good year.
Very good.
It's going to be 2-9 in March, so it's going to be a great spring.
Tell Ed hello, and despite what you say, I think he can shoot.
Oh, yeah, he can shoot all right. You know, but I don't give him a hard time. He's going to think I'm not with him.
You got some backup. All right, guys, y'all have fun. We'll catch up with you next week when
we'll
come
do.
Back. All right, Ryan Lambert down in Nolejase. They're lodged down in Mexico. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to LSU Lady Tiger softball star Maddie McKee. She escaped with us for a Cat Island getaway, and very interesting activities going on there. And, boy, they're doing really great on the ball field so far, opening week. We'll be back to talk to Maddie right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And thank you, Cullen Steele, for that very appropriate music to introduce our next guest, Maddie McKee, LSU Lady Tiger. Maddie, good morning. Thanks for getting up early with us.
Good morning.
Hey, congratulations on a wonderful start. 7-0, ranked number 7. You guys are looking phenomenal out there.
Thanks. It's been fun.
And you're playing this afternoon. I understand the game got moved up a little bit because of maybe some bad weather moving in.
Yes, we have a doubleheader today. It got moved up 2 hours, I think.
Ooh, who will you be playing?
Virginia Tech and Northwestern.
Well, good luck on those. But I'm going to leave the softball talk to some people who know a lot more about it than me. I want to talk to you about your Cat Island getaway that you and LSU pitcher Gavin Guidry went. We took you to Tarpon Tales Lodge with Captain Jeremy McHugh as our host. And tell us about your trip, what you did out there.
We went fishing, and it was really fun. I caught more fish than Gavin, so that was the best thing ever. And we went duck hunting, which I've never been before, and I shot my first duck, so I had a great time.
Well, you won for one on the duck thing. That was the first duck you ever shot at, and it was a very unusual duck. It was a scoter, which people who are duck hunters that are listening will know that is something that rarely shows up in the Mississippi-Louisiana Gulf Coast, but... Tarpon Tales Lodge, what a wonderful place. Huh? I know since I've been working with you guys and girls with the LSU athletes on Tigers in the Wild, I've really found out about the busy schedules you've got, how hectic it is, but tearing time between the classroom and the ball field and the practices and dealing with media. It must have been really nice for you guys to get away to a place so quiet and peaceful.
Yeah, it was. Definitely just to get away from softball field and baseball field and practice and just, you know, get away for a weekend, not have to think about anything, but just having fun.
So are you sold on duck hunting now that you had a taste of it like Gavin is?
Oh, yeah. I really want to go again.
And the fishing, you know, the conditions for fishing weren't near as good as we had hoped, and that's part of it. That's one of the challenges and the good things about fishing and hunting is it's never a sure thing. And when you go out there, you got to deal with whatever it is Mother Nature gives you. But you guys stuck it out and managed to put some fish in the boat, and I'm sure you're looking for your next trip out there. How long does the softball season run?
All semester. I think the Women's College World Series is the first week of June, so this whole semester we'll be playing.
Yep. Tell me about Jeremy McHugh, our host out there. What a great guy, huh? You know, he's in the business of accommodating people and making them happy. What a job he does at the Tarpon Tales Lodge.
Yeah, he's great, very friendly. He was an amazing guy. The Tarpon Tales out there, it was beautiful. Very great place to stay if you're just looking for a weekend getaway. So, very good.
It was a little chilly on that boat ride, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was. But we pushed through. It's all right.
Yes, indeed. Well, Maddie, congratulations on so far an excellent start to the 2025 season. Hope you girls can make it to the finals and possibly a championship. What's down the road for Maddie McKee? Professional in softball or some other line of work that you're looking for?
I haven't really figured that out yet, but, you know, wherever God takes me is where I'll be.
Well,
I might want to play professional one day, but we'll see.
You got plenty of time to work on it. And it was a real pleasure being with you and Gavin. We really enjoyed the trip, and maybe we can make another trip again someday. And, again, best of luck to you on this season, and best of luck in your hunting and fishing adventures in the future.
Thank you. I think my dad wants to take me now, so.
Very good. Let us know how you're doing.
I will.
All right, there she goes, Maddie McKee. You can watch it today, LSU. They're on the SEC Plus Network. You can watch the game or go in person. They're playing in Baton Rouge. And I want to remind you this Tigers in the Wild preview is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment. They're your hometown John Deere dealer. All right, we're getting ready to wrap up. A couple things I wanted to mention to you again. Somebody wanted to know about the date. We're going to be at Scott's Marine in Alberta. The Baldwin County Teacher. That's going to be on Saturday, March the 8th. And I'll be there doing this show from 5 to 7, and then I'll be there probably hanging around for most of the afternoon. Come by and say hello. We got lots of prizes. I'll have some official Don Dubuque fishing hats. We'll have some St. Hubert's posters. Uncle Larry's gumbo. Wingbone is going to be out there demonstrating making the calls, and we're going to do a drawing to give it away. And Lucio, the owner there, has a lot of other prizes he'll be offering. You can stop by throughout the three-day boat show that's going on, and we'll be talking about some of the deals you can get on the boats. And then the following week, March 15th, we'll be at the Spring Fling at Martian Bayou in Mandeville. And next week, we'll be right back here. Got a special waterfowl show. All you duck hunters, you need to listen. We're going to talk about the problems with the waterfowl population and what some of the possible solutions might be. And we'll also talk fishing and all the things you and I just can't get enough of. We got to talk about it every week. It's a two-hour journey to the outdoors. We do it with you right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.